Well, that's a big one for our football team, but you know, a great team we played today. They were very well prepared, and we knew that it would be a 60-minute game or longer in this case. And you know, they forced us into some errors. We made some errors on our own, but really proud of our team, and we hung in there for four quarters and longer, and kept playing and fighting, and made some adjustments there in the second half that gave us a chance to kind of swing the game in our favor. And just, you know, like I said, really proud of our team, and still got a lot of improving to make, and we can play better than that. That's the good part about it is that we won and we can play better than what we did.
Josh, how about that emotion you showed at the end of the game with the fan,
fist pump?
What was that all about?
Just, you know, I mean, where my family sits up there in the box, and you know, this doesn't really mean a whole lot unless you can share it with somebody, and sharing it with them and sharing it with the people in the stadium. It's a great. I mean, this is the best place in the country, in my opinion, to play pro football and coach pro football. I mean, it's a great fan base. They love this team, and we love them. And just, I don't know. Sometimes you're allowed to have fun. That's what I was doing.
During the week, you said it was just any other game.
Yeah.
At the end, it didn't seem like it.
I lied. it was a little bit more special to me because I knew how hard it would be to beat them. They don't beat themselves. I think we lost the turnover margin again today, and they were 53-0 in the last 6 years when they lost the turnover margin, and they just don't make mistakes like that, and they didn't really today. And I knew that we would have to be incredibly prepared as a staff. We would have to have a great week of practice. I knew our players would have to be really in tune with the game plan and play, you know, extremely hard for 60 minutes, and I knew we would have to make some adjustments. And it's a great challenge coaching against Bill and his staff and playing against that team with all those great players. And that's why it's special. It's not special just because I was in New England. It's special because our team put in the time and the effort and the work that it required for us to have a chance to compete with them at the end to get the win. And I couldn't be prouder of them. We tried to get pressure on them off and on. The son of a gun is so smart and did a great job of redirecting the protection sometimes and picked us up when we thought we had a chance to get to them. And their line blocked really well. I thought, you know, for the most part in the passing game, we had a hard time getting to him. I don't know that we blitzed a whole lot more in the second half, but we tried to be creative with a few things. They quick snapped us some, and you know, they were changing too. You know, they didn't go into halftime and say, boy, everything's perfect either. So they made some adjustments. We made some adjustments, you know, and that's usually how a game goes against a team like this. I thought Kyle played really well, you know, and hung in there, made a bunch of really key third down throws there late in the second half, and stood in there, took some hits, but read the cover. It's a hard team to play, a hard team to throw the ball against because they disguise so well, they rush the passer pretty well, and they were trying to do that for the most part, and I thought our receivers did a great job for Kyle getting open, creating some space, and we threw and caught the ball, you know, really well. And you know, in a game like this where our running game was kind of hot and cold, we needed to do it, and Kyle stepped up big time for us today.
Did Bill get a chance to say anything after the game?
We agreed before the game that we would wave. We shook hands before the game, and we knew that there's been so much made of him and handshakes that we agreed to just go ahead and do that. But I talked to him before the game.
Josh, I think Coach Belichick has said...
How you doing?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Coach Belichick has always said, no matter the opponent, there's always a way to beat the other team. And I think you adhere to that model.
Yeah.
What was your way? How would you describe what you did?
Well, you know, that they don't beat themselves, and so one thing we had to do was play smart, try not to hurt ourselves as much as possible, because if you get into a game against a team that doesn't make those kind of mistakes and you do, that's the quickest way to a defeat. And I think we tried to do that for the most part. We made some mistakes, obviously. We used a little bit of the quarterback out of the backfield to try to simplify some of the things they were trying to do defensively. Whether that worked a whole lot or not, I think we made some plays out of it. But we knew we couldn't give up big plays to Randy, and for the most part, I think we did a decent job of that. He did get the one there, you know, at change field position there in the second half, but we were trying to take away Moss, trying to take away Welker, and trying to stop the run. I mean, it's a hard team to play against, and it requires you to do a lot of things well. But I think after we got through the week, what we found out that we thought we needed to do was just be ourselves and play good football. And try not to make the big mistake against this team, because we knew that they would capitalize on it.
How important is it to win a coin flip in overtime?
Huge. It's my first one. I mean, I think it's if you can take it down the field and score with it, or at least change field position so that you're punting, you know, into their end, so that they don't have great field position. I think that's really critical. And we wanted to be aggressive. We weren't going to sit there and try to be careful in overtime. We wanted to throw the ball at them and try to move it down there and not let them have the ball. You know, I think that's the best formula to use when you're playing against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Josh, Kyle had two huge drives, 98-yard. Something about his personality that gives him confidence.
Just kind of unflappable. He's very, very calm and was at peace with the game plan this week. I think he really understood what we were going to try to do. I thought he did a great job of reading the safeties and the coverage. He went. I don't know if he missed a read all day. He went to the right place most of the time, and I don't know what. I think we threw it 40 sometimes, and he did an excellent job of staying calm. We told our team at halftime we need to have poise because this was not a game. We couldn't make up a 10-point deficit with two plays. You know, it just wasn't going to work. And Kyle was kind of the leader of the group on offense and did a great job of staying calm that whole second half and really made a bunch of key throws.
Josh, when you first started here, you know you had a lot of work to do, changing schemes, changing personnel, changing attitudes. I know you wanted to be 5-0. Did you realistically think you'd be undefeated at this point?
We never even thought about that. The only thing we think is that we try to, accumulate the best football players that we could. We got a good football team in that locker room. We knew that all along. And we just want to prepare each week, one game at a time. And the biggest game of our season is going to be in San Diego next Monday. And, you know, that'll be how it is the whole year. It's just a one game at a time thing. We prepare our butt off, and the players put in the time, and the staff did a great job this week. And we don't really worry about predictions, worry about what we would be after 4 games, 5 games, 10 games. It doesn't make any difference. That doesn't mean anything, really. And I just think, you know, just take it one game at a time and try to beat every opponent. And there's a way to do it.
Josh, although you're close, they were on a finally had a breakout game. What was the difference today?
Some of the scheme they were using, it's a lot of the reads took us to Eddie on the weak side there, and that's just kind of the way this offense goes. We don't force it to anybody, and today they told us to throw it to Eddie Royal, so we threw it to Eddie Royal, and he did a great job.
Josh, how big was that drive coming off those two penalties? Not getting any points,
but that's not driving. I mean, obviously very important in that game. You know, the thing I kept thinking was, gosh, if we give up points on this drive after two penalties on the punt return team, it's going to be, you know, be disappointing. And we knew we needed to answer them and get it down the field and try to put some points on the board and change field position back in our favor. But the whole fourth quarter was huge for us defensively, making some stops, getting the strip sack there on Brady, and then putting some points on the board to help us, you know, go into overtime.
Did you have any mixed emotions about beating your mentor?
No. I was really happy. I mean, he would have been really happy had they won. You know, I mean, he taught me a lot. I owe him a tremendous amount of my success, and will always be indebted to him. Great friend, a great teacher of mine, and have great admiration for him. And I don't think he would have expected anything less than me to compete against him, and our team to compete against his team for 60 minutes today. And the team that played the best, as he said this week, and I said this week, whoever's players executed best in the pressure situations, we're going to win the game.
The camera kind of stayed right on you after the Darrell Reed penalty on the kicker, right ahead of the kicker, and your discussion.
This is a very calm discussion. We were talking about how we would practice that play differently next week.
Josh, are you a little worried about No Sean's last ball security?
I'm worried about anybody that puts the ball on the ground, but you know, I feel pretty comfortable with him. He doesn't normally do that, and I know he let it out there a few times today, and we can't continue to do that. We got to work hard to make sure that doesn't happen, but you know, I have confidence in him.
You've underplayed 2-0, 3-0. Now that it's 5-0, personally, are you ready to play
this team? 5-0? No, I'm not. It's we're 5-0. 5 wins won't get us anything, and we know that. 5 wins won't win us the division, won't get us in the playoffs, and you know, a lot of things can happen between now and the end of the season. We know that. We hope it's a lot of positive things. We have a long way to go. We have a lot of improving to do in every phase, and we got to work hard to do it.
The other part B of that question is this the personality of the team now that 3 of the 5 games that have been determined either on the last play or in overtime?
I think the personality of the team is that we keep fighting, you know, and we got a lot of tough players in that room. We told them, we said to everybody, tough, smart, physical, play for 60 minutes. And I think that, I hope that that's the mindset that we have in that locker room. I think that it is, and I think we demonstrate that on a weekly basis. And, you know, that's what it takes to win in this league against good football teams. You can't play 30 minutes of good football. You can't be not tough. You can't not play smart and win games like this. And, you know, I know it wasn't perfect, but, you know, we're proud to be 5-0 and looking forward to going to San Diego next Monday.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it.